Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we're speaking with Don Allison. He's author of I Met More Ghosts at Gettysburg, A Journalist's Paranormal Journey Continues. Don is here to talk about his book promotion experience and what marketing strategies worked well for him, helping others by sharing his tips and secrets to book marketing success. So welcome, Don.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Why don't we start off by telling our listeners a little bit about your book?
Sure. The I Met More Ghosts at Gettysburg book is really the second foray that I've done into the paranormal. Now, I'm a longtime newspaper editor. I've been doing history books for many, many years, so this marked a new direction for me, but I'm really trying to take a serious look at the paranormal. And I'm doing it in a way that a lot of my readers are familiar with. I've done a weekly newspaper column for many years, and I try to take that same personal style, but I also try to take advantage of some of the skills that I've developed through the years in research, observation, and really give a serious but yet personal look at the field of the paranormal.
And why did you decide to write this book?
I really felt that as I got into it, it's really a field that people don't take seriously. A lot of scientists kind of really poo-poo the idea of there being anything to the paranormal. And I think that's a shame. I've had personal experiences that just really have been kind of life-changing to me, making me aware of a whole world that's out there that we really don't know an awful lot about. And I think we owe it to ourselves to research it. I think there's a lot that science doesn't know about the human mind and how it works and even what really happens to our consciousness when we're gone.
So as an author, and I'm sure everyone listening to this knows, writing the book is just the first step. It's the first part. Now comes the promotion of the book. So what were some of the ways that you found to be successful in promoting yours?
Well, this one posed a particular challenge to me. My first book in the paranormal, I Met a Ghost at Gettysburg, was totally different. Every book that I had done before had been either a collection of my newspaper columns or was Civil War or local history, and I really didn't have any inroads into this particular genre or field. I started with people whom I had interviewed for the book, using them as kind of sources as who can I talk to, or you know, can you point me the right direction? I did a lot with social media, just reaching out that, hey, I have this book coming out, and once it was out, it is out. And, you know, people were very helpful. They would steer me in the right direction. I would do podcasts, radio shows, TV interviews, print interviews. The more I did, the more the word was out there. People who did interview me were very kind in pointing me again in the right direction, sharing things, and it just really snowballed for me. The more visibility, conferences as a speaker was a huge help with the personal networking. And, you know, I also did some of the tried and true things that I think are successful for just about any author. You know, library talks, appearances at bookstores, and various author events, and really talks to service clubs, anything that can get you in front of an audience and help spread the word.
Now, what would you say would be your overall experience as you were promoting I Met More Ghosts?
I was very hesitant in this field. I did not know how I would be received. Quite frankly, I hesitated to even write the book because I was afraid of ridicule or people just thinking I was a crackpot. But what really encouraged me is even in being out there with libraries and things not in the paranormal field, the support and the interest I found was incredible. And people were willing to put themselves out there to accept what I was doing and to share it with others. And it really almost blew my mind. It seemed to kind of promote itself in many ways.
Now, what would you say would be your most successful strategy?
Far and away, the most successful thing for me has just been personal contacts, be it, you know, messages through Facebook or telephone calls, contacts through websites, personal websites, podcasters' websites. But what I really have tried to do is be personable, be myself, you know, show them what I'm like when we're having interactions. And really, something that I think is very key is just to look at the situation from their point of view. If you're dealing with someone who has a television show or, say, a podcast, is to show what you would be like as a guest. Why would you be a good guest for their show? If you're dealing with a writer, I think it's very key to show why you would be a compelling person to interview, why you're going to be fascinating for their readers.
And do you have any secrets to book-selling success you would like to share?
Yes. Really, the key is to be persistent. Don't let up. What I do, and I think it's a key to my own success, is I try to make at least 5 new contacts, new outreaches every single day. Keep churning ahead. Be persistent. The book will not really sell unless you are out there and telling people about it. And the second part of that, though, is don't be a pest with anyone. If you get that sense that they're not interested, don't push it anymore. Say thank you. If they're open to maybe sharing why they're resistant or you aren't a match for them, great. But again, don't push it. When you realize it's not going to work, say thank you and move on to the next.
And Don, finally, how can people find out more about your book?
The single best way is my website. My paranormal books have their own website. It's www.imetaghost.com.
All right, Don. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.